Yo, what's up, guys? This is another podcast, and it's the topic
Friday.
Of today.
Friday.
I don't know why he sung that horrible ass song. I don't like that song. But yeah, the topic of today's episode is
the weekend.
The weekend?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So you know, it's the weekend. No, it's not the weekend. It's Friday. And I'm gonna start first. So over the weekend, today I'm probably gonna go to ice skating with some girl. I'm about to go to date with, and I'm gonna see what happens, you know. And Saturday, probably I'll probably find something to do, chill with some people that I'll be chilling with. And Sunday, go to church, and I don't know what else. Probably eat something. Alright, your turn, man. Go ahead, man. What are you gonna do over the weekend?
Alright, so my cousin's coming over today, and we just gonna hang out all weekend, bro. I'm probably gonna be working though. Dude, my cousin's a lazy sack of shit. He doesn't want to get up in the morning and go to work. But until he does,
stop moving the mic. You gotta.
Fuck your mic,
nigga.
Oh yeah, besides that, yeah, I'm just gonna hang out with my cousin at work.
Wow. Alright, so what I'm gonna do is, for this weekend, I'm going to a fair, right, with my girl. We're gonna have the best time of our lives. So we're gonna ride the scariest ride. She's gonna start screaming, grabbing on my dick, and all. I'll be like, she might be squeezing a little bit. I might start crying because she's pulling too hard. But it's all right though, because that's my girl. All
right, so can we just start off that I'm late today? Y'all wanna know the story behind why I'm late? So last night, right, we had a tornado pass by my house, so it shook. I live in a trailer, so it shook the hell out of my house. I fell off my bed, right? Got a concussion. Knocked the fuck out. Couldn't wake up. So, next thing I know, I wake up to this fucking raccoon that's sitting on my... He was sitting on my bed while I was sleeping. And I sat up and fucking... Dude scared the hell out of me. Fucking thought it was a big-ass fucking rat. So... I wake up, I'm like, oh shit. So I grab all my clothes, grab all my shit. So my stepmom drives me to school and I'm here with the boys. But so I'm finna go home, chill for a little bit. Then my mom's gonna pick me up. Probably gonna go pick me up some raw cones, pack me a joint, smoke a little bit. Gonna play my games, you know. I gotta catch up on a little work for school because can't fail. And probably gonna go ride four wheelers with some friends. Fucking chill. Pretty much it.
Okay, pretty interesting, dude. I actually forgot to introduce you guys to the names. Like, what's your name, man?
A fucking god.
Alright, his name is actually Louie, but yeah.
It's not Louie.
A lot of people call me Big Dick Daddy, but you could just call me Big Daddy.
Okay.
What's his name? My name is Landon.
Alright. So, you know, we just introduced ourselves.
By the way, it's not Louie. It's Luis or Lewis. Just fucking call me Louie, man. Rock your shit.
But yeah, you know. Can't do a shit. Okay. But yeah, let's talk about the people over here. They're kind of weird. What'd you guys think? The it's a whole girl group and yeah.
Three, that's it.
Yeah, it's a whole group, girl group, and they're just super weird. What do you guys think about that?
I only know three of them. I only know Elena, Tori, and I forgot the red hair girl name.
Yeah, she's so fucking annoying. She's so feminist. It's insane. She's insane. I went up to them. All right, I'm going to tell you guys a story. I went up to them one time, and I was like, yo, what's up, girls? And then there was this one, John. I swear, she thought she was cute as shit. She says some, ain't nobody want to talk to you. I'm like, bitch, I don't want to talk to you. I didn't come to you. And then, you know, she came with a whole attitude and shit. And, you know, we don't really mess with that out here.
Rebecca. But yeah, like, you got your popular girls thinking they're hot and shit, making conversation. Then we have all the nerds doing their homework over here. Like, you have all this free time to do your work. And like, fucking just sitting here. You know what I'm saying? Now, let me tell you about the story about in this gym, right? So one time I was sitting in the gym, I found this little hole in the wall. So of course I wanted to know what was in the hole. So I stuck my hand in the wall and something bit the hell out of my hand. So you know what I take a water hose and stick it in the hole and turn that bitch on. Next thing I know, a whole family of fucking pack rats are running across the gym. Pretty fucking scary.
I don't know none of these girls, so fuck it.
Alright. Alright,
grades.
Yeah, grades. How are your grades looking at right now?
I only got like one F. I'm Gucci, though. Wait, is it true that we need like 2 points every 2 9 weeks?
No, you just need to meet the four quality.
Yeah, because my science teacher is telling me that. You need 2 points.
It's the same as it's always been.
Oh, what that nigga tripping? Well, besides that, yeah, I'm not failing. I only need to pick up that one grade in Miss Davidson's class. Yeah, what about your grades?
Hey, I got 2 S and 2 fucks right now, but I also got 1 booty. one booty. That's actually not bad. I'm doing good though. I'm doing good. And 1 C stand for cock.
Yeah, so I'm really down bad right now. I got all the Fs you could possibly imagine, dude. I got 4 fucks, 2 fucks, and, you know, it's crazy. And, yeah, send some prayers. Maybe have somebody do my homework, you know, because ain't nobody feel like doing that shit. Yeah, you know, what's am? That's a new word I learned in Louisiana. But, yeah, what was the craziest story that ever happened to you guys?
That's all right, guys. But I just have 4 dicks. Yeah. 4 dicks. Stabbing me up my ass right now. So, I got one for y'all. Can we just, like, take a moment to realize how fast this school year has gone by? Just take a moment to think, like, it seems like just a week ago, it was the beginning of the school year, when coronavirus was at its peak. Fuck, like, here you go, Louis.
All right, another thing, can we just take a moment to think? We're almost halfway through this year already. Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
Dude, can you guys just chill and think? You guys remember when we were like in 7th grade, right? And, you know, I was hearing rumors about COVID, but I was like, nah, it's not too serious. Like, it's just probably gonna be just
7th grade,
like,
wasn't it
8th?
It was
8th grade. Yeah, 8th grade. Yeah, and that summer, I didn't believe it. I was like, heck yeah. I was like, heck yeah. Freaking no freaking school the 2 weeks. And then COVID.
2 weeks. Then 2 weeks turned into 3 weeks. And 3 weeks turned into 4 weeks.
And then it just kept going.
It was technically an extra summer, bro.
Extra summer.
Extra summer.
Extra summer. It was like 5 months.
It was a long time because I remember sitting in class and the teacher's like, y'all don't come to school the next day, and I was like, what you talking about?
You guys only had 6 months. I had like 12 months. I had like a whole year because of Philly. Because we didn't even go to school because like it's Philly.
Imagine the students that were supposed to graduate.
And yeah, dude. I was just chilling in Philly, and if I was still in Philly right now, we wouldn't be in school. I would still be like just quarantined. And yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna be the one asking them questions, motherfucker. All right. What class were you in, and how did you find out that school was getting canceled? For COVID.
What class I was in and what?
And how did you find out that COVID was going to cancel school?
I was in my math class, right? This is one story. And I was just chilling in math. And then people were just talking about COVID. They're like, yo, we're going to have 2 weeks left of school. 2 weeks off school because COVID and whatever. And I was like, heck yeah. Fuck yeah. And it was my birthday there. Like as soon as we went off for COVID, it was March 16th, right? And that was my birthday. And then school just finished. We didn't see school again. As soon as those 2 weeks passed by, I was like, not going to go back to school. What the fuck? And then it just kept going. And the time just passed by so fast. I didn't even realize it. And then right now, till that time, it feels like it's been like a week. It probably feels like half a week. Because time passed by so fast. I think I still got like 8th grade in me or whatever. But yeah.
The time when I figured out that we was going to be out for school for COVID. I was in 8th grade in the gym, right? And then we was happy, but then at the same time, I was a little bit scared because COVID was going around. And then there was this one nerd who said, I think we should stay in school because school is the best for us. Then somebody just threw a book at his head. Like, knock his glasses off. The coach didn't see, so he didn't really care. The nerd went to the office trying to snitch, but he didn't even see who threw the book. So I was laughing my ass off because that shit was funny. He was like, he went back. Like, I thought he was going to, I think he was going to nod, though. I think he was going to big ass nod.
Think about this. Just imagine somebody just trying to ruin the vibes. They're like, yo, we should stay in school because school is best for us. Somebody kill this dude. Oh, my goodness. What do you think about that?
But, yeah, I was in math class my second year of 8th grade. Everybody was like, we're going to have 2 weeks off of school because of COVID. No, I didn't believe them because I was taking a test. And I needed to finish that test to pass. And I was like, are y'all sure? So I was doing like a shit ton of research on Google and shit. And then I was like, yeah, school's canceled. Called my mom, told him. But that was really surprising and it came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's really interesting how that works. Hey, you guys want to think about, hold on.
All right. So, all right. So I was in IBCA, the worst AC class. Well, it's not an AC class. It's like high school credit. Yeah. So people were saying that school was going to get canceled for like 2 weeks. And I was like, bro, I'm going to look this up. Because the teacher said that no, we're not. And I looked it up on the news because the IBC is a whole computer class. And it said students in Louisiana are going back to school like 5 minutes ago. And I was like, God damn. And then I literally told my principal, am I gonna see you again? And she said, nope. She said, I'm not sure. Well, I said, fuck you, I don't care.
She was a bitch.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. And I want to share a story with you guys before I came to Louisiana. So I'm not going to even lie, though. I thought you guys from Louisiana were, like, all farmers. Like, no cap. I thought I was going to be a farmer, freaking raise some cows or something, and fucking eat some crawfish and all that. Yeah. Dude, I was like, once I get out of the Louisiana, bro, I'm about to be a true farmer. I'm about to be talking like them and all that. But then when I came over here and I actually went to school for the first day, I was like, what the fuck? Where the farmers at? And then, yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Okay. Well, we're not all about farming and catching crawfish. But we definitely know how to spice things up a little bit. Fucking party, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I definitely live next to a crawfish pond. And it's pretty crazy. But we definitely know how to cut up.
I got the weirdest shit ever. Like, I saw this movie, right? And it's called Bad Trip. And this movie was fucking hilarious. The funny part about it is that I saw a gorilla was fucking the shit out of a dude. I even got proof. Watch, I can even show y'all. Watch.
A gorilla was fucking
the dude? Yes. Lay all up. Put it louder. This shit was hilarious. Like, that shit was weird as fuck.
Gorilla fucking this
shit. Dude, what I think in our society today is that shit's fucked up. You see how what the fuck? What the fuck are they posting?
No.
Fuck type movie? That's so weird. It's so weird.
Put some down, right? He was trying to stand still. The gorilla just pulled out his pants and just started fucking the shit out of him. And then it's not even over. It's not even over yet because he had to go back and get his phone. I will show you that later.
They're giving hot girl summer girls ideas. Like, we don't want that. We don't want that.
Yeah, bro. They all ready for all day summer.
Yeah, they what?
Bro, once they see that, they want to get fucked by a
bro. You know gorillas have like 1-inch penises, right?
I don't know, that dude was taking it rough.
No, but y'all can look it up. It was like 1-inch penis.
God, no.
So, like, if you go to a genie, never ask for a gorilla dick.
So, my dude wanted to talk. Big Zaddy.
Hold up. I'm going to show y'all some more because it's still funny. Do y'all feel sorry for him? One like equals one prayer.
Man, that man is traumatized for life. I would. I would. Oh man.
I would never go to a zoo again.
I couldn't picture going to the zoo after that. I mean, my man got brutally violated and then got creamed on. Like, dropped a 10-pound load on his face. Like, that's some fucking shit right there. But yeah.
Yeah. You know, that shit weird. And, don't be believing shit in Hollywood. Like, I was planning to be an actor, but now I don't. And, yeah, I'm not trying to get fucked by no gorilla. And...
I got this story about, like, I was at the zoo, right? So, I went to the zoo, and we were by this cafe, right? And they had a peacock that was, like, standing next to me. And we were, like, taking a picture. This little bitch that he decides to start fucking biting my ankles. And, like, all I wanted was a fucking picture, but he wanted to be petty as fuck and just start biting the fuck out of my ankles, bro. Like, literally scared the shit out of me. Like, he had his feathers prepped up and everything, just, like, ready to fucking attack my ass. Like, I wanted a picture, my guy.
Yeah, dude, and, I remember, this story that happened, like, in school. Right, this is totally out of topic, but, you gotta talk about it. So, there was this girl I saw, right, in the back of the school.
Have confidence.
What the fuck? Yeah, I don't, nah, B.
What the fuck kind of shit is that?
But how was he getting fucked with 1-inch penis? How, what the
it
fuck?
It doesn't matter the length, it matters how you use it. That gives it a new meaning.
So, what people out there who got like 1-inch penises, you guys can have confidence now, cause,
that gorilla,
he did him dirty, dude. That was insane.
That's a
genuine
story about school.
Yeah. So, this school, is fucked up. I'm not gonna lie. I don't give a shit what anyone says. Come up to me in the hall talking about something. Oh yeah. You're canceled, dude. what the fuck? Why'd you say all that? But, yeah. I saw this girl. I literally saw this girl in back of the school, right? And they were, like, in the little hitch. And, I guess she's gay. Because, she had, like, this girlfriend, right? And it was her girlfriend and this other dude, right? And she was just in the corner. And she opened her pants down.
She opened your pants down?
Lately, no, she unzipped her pants and then showed her coochie. And I saw that. I was like, what the fuck?
It was small.
People be weird. Yeah, I think so. And then the girl was just touching it. It was pretty weird.
What the fuck, bro? Like,
I wouldn't know how to fucking feel. Like, yeah, it's okay to be gay, but, like, you don't have to be showing all that shit. Especially when you're at school. Like, do that on your own fucking time. Like, if you're really that down bad for some fucking pussy, like, don't come to school. Fucking, I don't know what was going on through their heads. And I'm sorry you had to fucking witness that.
Yeah, man. What do you think about that, man?
No, I'm bad.
That shit sounds hot a lot. I'm just playing. This shit sounds disgusting as fuck right now. Bro.
But, yeah. So, you know how, like, they have hot girl summer, right? What about the boys?
Hot boy summer.
Yeah, what if we start a movement, Hot Boy Summer? Like, we need something that we can, like, build on. You can't just have Hot Girl Summer and just, like, leave the boys out. Like, the boys are going to make their own thing.
Real stuff. And for the people who are actually watching this podcast, if you guys are going to a party or something, just invite us and, you know, because we cool as shit. And we trying to do some Hot Boy Summer. And fuck some bitches. Yeah, just, you know, slide up. Let us know about party. And then send a addy. And then we're down there, right? Yes, sir.
For sure.
For sure.
For sure. For sure. For sure.
For core. I mean, for sure.
Yo, I want to tell you guys about a story, right? When I grew up, I only had my mom. It's pretty sad. my dad died and shit, and basically I went to jail in Philly, and I was just chilling in the court, right? I was just standing there, and yeah dude, huh? I broke into someone's house because I was broke as shit, and it's not one of my best moments, but it happened. Yeah, it's for real. It's for real. And then I went to the court. I went to court, right? And I was just dying. I was just laughing because the judge, right? He was ugly as shit. Seriously, I was freaking. I was joicing on him. Like, I think that's what you guys say. Or like roasting him. Dude, I was roasting the shit out of him in my freaking head. This nigga had an egg head. Like, literally, this man built different.
Bro, Humpty Dumpty sitting on the court, said, got the hammer in his head. What the fuck? But I'm sorry that happened to your parents. And yeah, we all got our down moments where we do something stupid. But yeah, I just want y'all to enjoy y'all's weekend, and y'all let me know what y'all gonna be doing. Maybe hit us up, go do something. It's gonna be fun as fuck, and this is gonna be the end of the podcast.
Yeah, so sorry guys, I gotta end it now, and it was pretty fucking interesting. The podcast, just let us know what you guys thought about it, and yeah.
Peace out.
Okay, alright.
Jesus and this shit, you already know. Let's get into it. Fuck yeah. Another podcast, and the topic of today's podcast is
Zydeco. So there's the song by Horace Trahan. It's called That Butt Thing. We're gonna play a clip real quick, okay? Let's get it.
I don't like golf. I don't like swimming. I just like chasing them big booty women.
Alright, my thoughts about it is that nigga is straight farmer, no cap, straight cowboy, all that. That nigga all about that shit, man, he ready. So what do you think about
that? I've got a story about that. So, for my grandpa's birthday, it was like 2 years ago, we actually got him to come to his birthday. He played a live performance, and I got an autograph from him. I have a signed paper from him. Actually sitting in my room. That now I tell you, that dude's cool. I was talking to him, bro. He's pretty lit.
Bro, I think I could top that story real quick. So his sister teaches me French, you know, first hour. Got it? So personally, I like Zydeco, man. You know, like it's chill as fuck. And they got other stuff like Big Booty Judy. Big Booty Judy's pretty good too. You know, he plays a whole bunch of different songs, but that's my favorite. It's Horace Trahan. I think it's amazing, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, that's that type of Louisiana shit you listen to all the time. When you're drunk as fuck, you gotta listen to that and you'll fuck bitches. No cap. Fuck bitches, get money. Zans, and I mean, he's getting money and fucking bitches. You know, that's crazy, right? That is real crazy. So. Hey, yo, you guys, I know I'm bringing this shit back from another episode, but this shit reminds me of that long hair dude, the long beard guy.
Don't take his clothes off.
Dude, really don't take his clothes off. What do you think about that, man? That's so dirty.
I think that's weird. Does he, like, wash his clothes on his body or something? Like, how does this work?
I can just imagine it. He's using the bar of soap.
It's like a mountain man or something, bro.
Dirty. Look like mountain man.
Mountain man.
Bro, he's about to play right now, bro.
Let me show y'all. Y'all can listen to this.
Oh, you got your
AirPods. I don't know why it's not. Since 1984, the old lady wants to roll in the hay. We turn the lights down all the way, cause I don't look good naked anymore.
But yeah, that's a little clip of it. So if y'all wanted the video, I could send that shit to y'all, cause that's some gas right there.
That shit is busting, dude. That nigga dirty as shit. I'm not gonna lie. He said he hasn't seen his feet since 1984. What do you think about that?
What I think is 1984 was a long fucking time ago. I don't know, man.
Alright.
He might not change his clothes. Hopefully he gets him a little girl to do that for him.
Yeah, bro. Dude, did he use all the holes he had?
All the holes. He had all the holes in this shit, bro. He had 13 holes in that motherfucker. Alright. But the next thing I think we should talk about is beat Air Force Ones. Alright. Oh. My man Jesus got some beat black Air Force Ones, bro. He had them bitches since he was in Philly. They don't got tread on the bottoms no more. Real shit.
That shit is
motherfuckers falling apart and stuff. Creases like a motherfucker. They're not even like considered black anymore. They're gray. But the color of the trash cans they got at schools, you know. But yeah, that's about it for now. How many people, Jesus, have you seen with fucked up beat Air Force Ones black?
Bro, in Philly, dude, a lot, dude. Niggas fuck you up. It's insane. Because I was fighting a dude with Black Forces. We were like both with Black Forces, right? And this nigga was on some tippy toe shapes. He was moving like a chicken. He's like But yeah, man, we all on some dangerous shit. I got a story for you guys. So basically, the reason why these shits are so fucked up is because I was running from the cops. I was running from the cops because this shorty, right? She, bro, I'm gonna say it right now. Bitches are really fucked up. Like bitches, like who don't have daddy, like don't have a daddy, like yeah. Daddy.
Like they're real dad.
Yeah. Yeah, like they're real dad. They are fucked up because this shorty, she literally called the cops on me because I was just playing around with her, right? And she called the cops on me. I was dipping on my bike and I had to run. I had to leave my bike and run. I was doing the dash and fucking cops had a laser. He was like, "Yo, stop right there." He was a fat ass dude. And I was like, "How the fuck are you gonna catch me, you fat ass nigga?" And yeah, you know, I got away. And you know, what you think about that?
Well, I think that's pretty accurate, to be honest with you. I mean, look, so let's move to this. To be honest with you, I'm alright with cops, but game wardens, fuck them motherfuckers. Fuck game wardens. What do you think about that, Lane?
Bro, they play too much. They think they were one of the big ass motherfuckers. Think they could do anything the fuck they want. And they play too much. Don't fuck with me, bro. Think you all that, but you really not.
What you think?
I think it's just, you know, they're down bad. They're real down bad.
Okay. See the green and get the fuck out.
Hey, yo, I want to talk about this. Don't you guys hate those gay niggas who are just so fucking gay? It be them black gay ass niggas who are fucking skinny as shit, who act like they're fucking girls and fucking bougie as shit. Like, what the fuck? Just stop it. Just stop it. You're so annoying. What do you think
about that? All right, well, I'll tell you my opinion on this real quick. So look, you got three type of gay people. All right, you got the regular gay people, like you won't even know they're gay unless you notice that they were holding a dude's hand. And you got the flamers, the motherfuckers that act like girls and stuff. And then you got the cross dressers. They cross dress, they dress like women. Those make me uncomfortable, and so do the flamers. All right, I'm chill with the regular gay people. You know what I mean? But like, the cross dressers and the flamers, man, they make me uncomfortable. I can't deal with that stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what do you think about that, man?
Especially when like they hitting on you and shit, fucking.
Oh,
like, no. you know how many gay niggas that fucking came up to me and was like, "Oh, you cute." I was like, "Hey, yo, okay, I'm cool, you gay and shit, but like, don't hit on me. I'm straight,
bro." Like the dudes that twerk and stuff.
Yeah, bro. I was actually heading to the bus and I had stopped for a quick second. This skinny ass tall twig looking motherfucker stopped dead in his tracks and had that audacity to say, "Damn," and I thought I was skinny. I wanted to say, "Shut your acne polka dot looking motherfucker. Get the fuck out of here." But nah, I kept my cool and I kept walking. But yeah, that's what I think on that shit.
We're definitely getting canceled for this. But fuck you guys. You guys gay as shit, and I don't give a fuck. Don't get close to me. And yeah, don't pull up with that gay shit, cause this right hook is fucking mean. I'm not gonna cap to you.
We might get canceled for this, but you know, I just think if you pull up this right hook's pretty fucking mean, bro. Just saying.
Just saying, dude. Like, I got fucking hands. I'm a fucking white cowboy, dude. You know, them niggas really have hands, though. Yeah, I can't believe it.
Shit out of you, trust me.
Like, bro, shit, where the fuck all this power come from? Like, come on now. Yeah. Nigga, supersonic on some shit. But yeah, dude, it's crazy how people, you know, gay as shit. Like, and it'd be the people who never had coochie. I'm like, how you gonna judge other people who actually had coochie? Unlike you, you need some dick, because that's the only thing you could get. But but yeah, dude, what do you think about that, man?
About what?
Gay niggas.
So fucking gay, don't fuck with them.
okay. Alright, so right now I'm chilling at the gym with my boys and you know, yeah.
So now let's talk about public schools.
That's the motherfuckers of town.
Bro, like, I'm looking at the speaker in the gym right now. I got, like, a cage over it so people don't steal the fucking speaker. And it got, like, 2 inches of dust on that shit. No cap. Like, bro.
Who the fuck is gonna steal
bro,
that?
Bro, like, for real. Like, be like, look, I'll tell you what. Bro, the other day we were in here and they were trying to open the bleachers, dude. That shit was scraping the wall and shit. And they had to get, like, a lead pipe and fucking bend that shit away from the wall. Like, I don't know. I think they should just, like, fix it. But, you know, public schools don't got money to fix anything. So, we're going to have to live with that for a little while. I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I think public schools are, like, funner than anything. Any school that you go to, dude, public school are fun as shit. Like, literally, if you go to a charter school and you talk to me, you're not gonna like how I talk, because fucking public schools, we say whatever the fuck we want, and charter schools, they're just little pussies, you know. I'm hitting out some vape right now and fucking relaxed and shit, and I'm about to dick on some gum right now, and yeah. What do you think about that?
But yeah, man, I've been going.
I think gum's pretty awesome.
I think gum's pretty amazing. It's like rubber for your mouth, you know? Just chew on that shit for hours. Even when it don't even taste good. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck the cameras. Fuck out of here. Fuck mine.
They don't see me
though. But fuck. I've been going to a public school all my life, and I tell you, whenever I've seen some crazy ass shit, They had this one girl. I was in elementary school, bro. We was all sitting in class. She got up, and she looked like one of them stanky ass motherfuckers. Stood right next to the fucking door and just pissed. Let one rip, bro. Just pissed all over her. So dead silent, bro. All you heard was the dripping water coming from a pussy. Fucking nasty shit right there.
They got some weird motherfuckers.
Yeah, bro.
What's the weirdest shit that's happened to you in elementary school?
Shit, bro. I could lie. This fat chick was trying to like fuck me. She was dark skinned too. Like, you couldn't see her under the bed if she was hiding from you.
Well, goddamn.
Yeah, yeah, like, bro. But, like, Sharpie black. Like, bro, come on. Like,
how can you be this black?
But, like, I don't know, bro. But, like, she was over there. She come up, walk to me, right? She was like, hey, my name's, like, Sharp, like, Shaquan or some shit. I was like, oh, no, she was like, you're looking pretty cute or whatever. I was just wanting to be your friend or whatever. But, I mean, you know, like, we could be doing something else. I didn't even know what to say. I just kept walking. I was like, I don't think I'm into fat girls.
Bro, she probably gonna have, like, 13 kids by the time she's 15.
And she only talked to me 2 times after that. The first time, she was still on some of that trying to fuck kind of shit. And the 3rd time, she was still on that you trying to fuck kind of shit. And I told her straight up, bro, I was like, hey. I think your thing is just a little too fat for me. I don't know. But yeah, here you go, Jesus. What's the worst thing that happened to you, bro? All
right, man. I got some interesting stories for you guys, but I'm going to just tell you guys one. So basically, in elementary school, a lot of whores. No cap. A lot of whores. And there was this chick, actually, that, she was acting like she didn't want to fuck me, but she actually did want to fuck me. And I didn't like her. And she was like a white ass chick, small as shit. And she came up to me and she was like, I wouldn't want to date you because, like, you can't defend yourself and shit. And I'm bitch.
Well, goddamn.
Bro, look.
So we don't get, like, canceled, all right? We don't discriminate. We hate everybody, okay? That's good.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's the whole fucking point. I want to get fucking canceled. Bro, I want some hate.
Yeah, bro.
Do you want some hate?
I want some hate.
I want some hate. Do you want some hate?
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. That shit is amazing. Like, you got people hating on you all the time. Fucking on your ass.
Don't listen to it. Can't handle it. Don't listen to it. Don't fucking come.
Don't listen to the pressure.
If you can't take the offense, like, I mean, can't handle that shit. Fuck out of here. We don't fuck with y'all.
Like, seriously, bro. We really don't fuck with that. And
talk shit, get hit.
Talk shit, get hit. Oh god.
But yeah, man. There's a interesting story that actually happened to me. It's totally out of topic, but, you know, I'm still saying. And there was this dude. He was mad pussy. He was mad pussy. And he came up to me with some bullshit. He was like, oh, yeah, I don't like you, man. Like, I don't fuck with you like that, man. Like, no. Like, dude, I was like, man, if you don't fuck with me, bro, then we can, like, rumble somewhere and stuff and you know, duke it out. But this dude, he was like, nah, bro, my mom's gonna piss me, like, my mom's gonna get mad at me and stuff, and I can't fight right now. And I was like, dude, why are you gonna start some problems if you're not gonna fight with me? Like, literally, what the fuck? What you doing,
man? That's pretty fucked up. I mean, nigga pussy as fuck. Fucking, wanna talk shit but can't fight.
Shut off the bell. In a couple of minutes, we are going to allow the seniors
One second, that stupid ass dude talking over the intercoms. But I'm gonna tell you this story. So they had, from last story that we said, how I failed twice. So my first year, eighth grade, right? Me and my friend was kicking a volleyball in the gym, and it had accidentally hit a girl in the leg. And
hey, bro, you still talking?
Yeah.
I forgot you was talking to y'all.
But it had hit her in the leg, so she had kicked that bitch across the gym. Now, I was cool with the first time, so I went and go get the ball. So we kicking it. It hits her in the leg again, right? She kicks it across the fucking gym again. So at that point, I've done had it with that shit. You can go get the fucking ball. I swear to God, if this dude don't shut the fuck up, I'ma fuck somebody up. Suck my fucking dick, you old motherfucker. But yeah, so she I got up in her face and I was like, you gonna go get that fucking ball.
No, you know what's interesting? The other day people got caught with crack over here. That was pretty cool.
Fucking gun in his truck, bro. They had a gun in his truck.
It was just on his dash, so they seen it through the window.
Dumbest motherfuckers in town.
I don't think they were gonna do anything with it, but they could have hit it, man. Come on.
But so this girl, I told her, you can go get the fucking ball. She starts swinging on my ass, bruh. She pushed me across the fucking gym, bruh. Had me on the fucking ground. I was gonna get back up and start swinging, but I didn't want to get arrested, bro. So they had coaches pulling me out that shit. Everybody was watching, bruh. I swear to God, bruh, they got some fucked up people in this fucking shit. Like, for real. What you think about that?
Well, I think it's fucking pretty interesting. And
why are they playing music out this
game? Yeah. Oh, this shit pissing me off. They're playing music.
You hear how ass this music is? The speakers are so ass, bro.
Real stuff. You know, that shit's interesting. Yeah. Alright, it's another topic. Dude, stop playing fucking music. Nobody cares. But yeah, yo, what's the craziest thing that ever happened to
me? Nothing really.
Yeah, he said nothing really. Alright.
Everything that happens to me is always crazy.
He said it's always crazy. He said he got a full life. He's high on life. Alright. Now.
Well, guess what? So this is something crazy when I was high, bro.
Oh, shit.
So right. I was so fucking high that I was watching a movie on mute and I thought I was deaf.
I think he got that from Instagram, but alright, it's good.
No, he said it happened to me again.
Alright, he said dead ass. Alright, that's dope. Alright, cool. But look, we're gonna get Jesus back in here, and Jesus is gonna say his thoughts about this shitty, I don't like know what's happening.
So so basically, class is about to end right now, and it was nice making the podcast right now, and follow for more, you know, for more of this shit, some fun shit, and yeah, see you guys in the next podcast.